When a sports team loses a championship game, it's looked at as a time when change is needed. Search begins for a coach or a manager who could take that team to a different direction, which will hopefully best guarantee success the next time around. This is kind of a concept my next guest says the Democratic Party is pretty much blind to. In her recent National Review article, she writes about how the Democrats are drifting away from the path that could take them to a win. Here to explain all this is National Review Institute fellow Alexandra DeSantis. How are you today, Alexandra?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
And, of course, it's nationalreview.com. The article is, When Will Democrats Learn Their Lesson? And I'm reading your article, and this was dated February 8th, for a few listening when you want to look for this. And I thought back to a poll after the November elections. There were actually 22% of Democrats. The question was, who would you like to have run for president for the Democratic nomination in 2020? 22% of the Democrats wanted Hillary to run again. I mean, what's that definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over again, thinking you're going to get different results?
Right, yeah, that is the definition. And this is something we've seen time and again with Hillary Clinton. She just seems to resurface over and over again every decade, and Democrats forget that people don't like her and bring her back out, hoping that that maybe people will change their minds, and that never seems to go too well for them.
Well, people are wondering which direction the Democrats are going to go. Are they going to go to the center like Bill Clinton did, to great success, by the way, back in his day, and for what he was able to achieve, or are they going to go to the far left? And you write about how does the search for the head of the new head of the DNC, is that a good barometer of where the party is going to wind up wanting to go?
I think that it is, because the party leadership chooses the head of the Democratic National Committee. So I think it should indicate really where the party leaders want the party to go and what they think will play best with the American people. So whoever they pick is, and on top of that, whoever they pick will play a huge role in guiding the party towards the issues and setting the tone that they want to communicate to the American people. So I think it should say a lot about where they hope to be in 2020.
Now, the early front runners, because there are a lot of names tossed in their hats into the three-ring circus that the Democratic Party is behaving as it is. The two front runners, Minnesota Representative Keith Ellison and former Secretary of Labor in the Obama administration, Tom Perez. Is there anything different noticeably between Ellison and Perez, or are they birds of a feather?
They're pretty similar. I think Ellison is known for being a little bit more out there in terms of being more progressive. But I think, it's likely that Perez is pretty much on the same page with Ellison on most issues. I guess it's a matter of presentation. Perez might seem slightly more of an establishment choice. But at the end of the day, I think both would take the party in a pretty progressive direction.
Well, if I remember the article right, Perez actually has the backing of former VP Joe Biden. Where you look at Ellison, he's got the support of Elizabeth Warren, Chuck Schumer, Bernie Sanders. That's pretty wide range of the spectrum between those two camps of supporters.
That's correct. Yeah, and I'm not totally sure why Biden would endorse Perez when Ellison has been garnering all the support. I mean, it could have something to do with Perez served in the Obama administration, so it's likely that Biden knows him pretty well and perhaps worked with him more directly that way. But the two of them, I think, would end up being pretty similar in terms of their decision-making.
Yeah, I know that Biden has slammed the door on this in the past, but given that where he's falling in support and the Perez connection and what the job that Perez is going for, is there any thought that maybe Biden is thinking 2020?
Oh, I mean, I'd be pretty surprised, but you never know. He does seem to, similar to Hillary, seems to keep coming back with Second Life. So I guess it's hard to say what exactly he might do.
Well, I asked that only because of that poll I referenced to with the 22% that said Hillary should do it again. The lead name in that poll was Joe Biden at that point. I mean, granted, that was right after the election, but he had like 55% of the support in that poll.
Yeah, I think that really speaks to the weakness of the Democratic Party at this point. The fact that these old faces just keep coming back. They don't have any, young guns, so to speak. And that's clear in the candidates that you see for the DNC chair. But it's also clear just in general, their bench is very thin. And you'll have a couple of young people, maybe Cory Booker from New Jersey, Kamala Harris from California, sort of young, kind of fresh faces. But even they aren't, you know, wowing anybody just yet. So I think Democrats are kind of in a bind right now.
Talking with Alexandra DeSantis from National Review. Her article, When Will Democrats Learn Their Lesson? You can read it at nationalreview.com. It's dated February 8th for an easy reference there. And, of course, we link to it at our website. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. What's the thing with the fresh faces? I mean, you mentioned Cory Booker, which we were talking about with someone else in an earlier segment, Kamala Harris. It seems like, yeah, they're popular, but is there any substance to those two?
I'm not too sure. Kamala Harris was, I believe, Attorney General of California, Lieutenant Governor, perhaps. And she was known for being very progressive there, but she was just elected to the Senate in November, so it's not totally clear what she's going to do in terms of substance. But she is very progressive in her rhetoric, quick to hop on board with these ongoing campaigns to vote against Trump's cabinet nominees. So she's definitely setting herself up as sort of an anti-Trump figure, probably to garner support for some kind of big run. I don't know if that would be President 2020, but definitely some kind of big move in the near future.
Certainly the winds of change are quick and abrupt in politics, but at least for the here and now, Elizabeth Warren, if you did a poll right now, would be the lead thumbs up to run for 2020. Is there any upside to have Elizabeth Warren as your party candidate for president?
I see all downsides, from the perspective outside the party. She's actually not terribly popular, even in Massachusetts. I think a poll from a couple weeks ago showed that something like 45% of Massachusetts residents want a fresh face in the Senate, don't want Elizabeth Warren there anymore. So she's that, disliked in her home state. It seems like she probably might get support of Democrats more than another candidate, but isn't likely to do too well with the general public.
It seems like the Democratic Party, or at least the leadership at this point, or the most dominant players in the party, they just don't understand the value of the working class white voter, which is what propelled Donald Trump, obviously, and was actually, to a degree, propelling Bernie Sanders to the point where he got, although, as it turned out, Bernie Sanders draws crowds of non-voters if it's not Bernie Sanders on the ticket. But what is it? Where's the disconnect between the Democratic Party and their comprehension of any populist movement that Donald Trump was able to latch onto?
I think it has a lot to do with this sort of groundswell of progressivism that's clearly taking over the party. And I think, some of that probably comes from the fact that my generation, millennials, tend to be overwhelmingly progressive. Many people my age were huge Bernie Sanders supporters, but didn't turn out for Hillary, like you said. So I think the party gets the sense that the future is progressive. If they want to have a future, they have to, bend sharply left. And I think that's where they lose out with the middle class and lower class white voters who, were very much won over by Donald Trump's populist rhetoric. And Democrats are clearly are losing those people. And I think, I mentioned this in my piece, but South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg is actually a perfect candidate for someone if the Democrats want to appeal to the middle class. And, he's running for DNC chair and he is very popular in South Bend, which is a working class city, famous for being a home to Notre Dame University. But a former company town, a town full of these voters that Donald Trump just won over in large numbers. And I think Buttigieg would be a great choice for a Democrat who could appeal to those people rather than the more progressive liberals.
Well, at least at this point, he sounds too centrist and too central as far as his ideals and versus what the current barometer is for the Democratic Party. They seem to want to almost become the political MSNBC.
Yeah, and it's hard to say, like I said, it's hard to say why exactly they seem to be making that choice. But now is definitely the time for choosing for them, and it'll change a lot depending on which way they go.
Just to wrap up here, has there, based upon any knowledge of political history that you have, would it be fair to maybe compare the Democrats in this year of 2017 with maybe the Republican Party in 1974 when Nixon resigned? They were looking for a new identity. They were rudderless. Their leadership had fallen to the wayside. And it's like, okay, now what do we do?
I think that's definitely an apt comparison. There's sort of a lot of question marks for them. They have very little power, not only at the federal level, but if you look at state legislatures, state governorships. Democrats are just widely outnumbered by Republicans at nearly every level. And so I think it really is, it's a question of which way they want to go. And I think it's going to change a lot for them. And their success depends on making the right choice and picking what the American people actually want.
The article again is entitled, When Will Democrats Learn Their Lesson? Dated February 8th. Over at nationalreview.com, written by my guests here today, National Review Institute Fellow Alexandra DeSantis. Alexandra, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.